The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle on Companies to Watch. We are putting a spotlight on REITs, and this is, of course, one of the most popular investment choices among Singapore investors. And you might not realize there are currently over 40 REITs listed on the Singapore stock market, and they can be divided across a few sectors: office, retail, industrial, hospitality, and healthcare. And today we are putting the spotlight on Ascendas Hospitality Trust. It has 14 properties or hotels in its portfolio across the region. And we welcome Tan Jue Hiang, CEO of Ascendas Hospitality Trust, to the studio. Morning, Mr. Tan. How are you doing this morning?
Very good. Good morning to you.
Help us walk through what's in your portfolio. You're, of course, been with Ascendas Hospitality Trust since its listing in 2012. What is in your portfolio? You are across the region in a few markets.
Yes, that's right. Ascendas Hospitality Trust was listed in July 2012. And since then, we have grown to 14 hotels across four countries. In particular, we have one in Singapore, six in Australia, across three cities. Mm-hmm. We have in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. And in Japan, we are invested in Tokyo and Osaka. And we have one in Tokyo and four in Osaka. Mm. And recently, we acquired two in Seoul, which is South Korea. So at this moment, we have four countries.
So I did a bit of calculation. That's about 4,700 rooms. And the one in Singapore, of course, is the Park Hotel Clarke Quay. I understand 2018 was quite a busy year for you. Walk us through what AH Trust has accomplished.
Yes, indeed. 2018 was quite a busy year for us. We're quite happy that we have divested two hotels in Beijing, which is our Ibis and Novotel. We managed to get a very attractive price. The sale price was double our valuation. The valuation was close to about 574 million renminbi, mm-hmm. and we sold about 1.16 billion renminbi. So with that capital, we managed to recycle investing in three hotels in Osaka and two in South Korea, in Seoul itself. So we have demonstrated to our investor that we are able to recycle the capital. Mm. And in short, just 2018 alone, we have invested close to about half a billion Singapore dollars in those assets.
Okay, but this is quite an interesting transaction because it looks like you're cutting exposure to China. And everyone's saying, you know, long-term growth potential in China is good, and then you're increasing in Korea. What is the thinking behind that?
Yeah, clearly, I think China is a country that we cannot ignore, in particular for the sheer size of population. The inbound to China from business travel perspective continues to grow, in particular Shanghai, Beijing, and Guangzhou. These are the tier one cities which will attract a lot of business travelers. Having said that, within the domestic, among the Chinese travelers, just for leisure and also for business, will continue to rise. So we are not short on China. We are still long on China. If there are opportunities, clearly that country would be a country that will continue to stay watchful. Why go to Seoul? I think we've been watching that market for a while. And I think it's timely. Last year, we have acquired these two assets in Seoul. Seoul, as a city, is the capital of South Korea, and it's also a destination not just for business, but also leisure. It has quite a well-built infrastructure. Incheon Airport, International Airport, is one of the top airports in the world, and it'll continue to remain attractive for the MIC activities around the region and also globally. I think 2017 was a difficult year for South Korea leisure market. But last year, 2018, we saw year-on-year growth about 15%. And this year alone, the first 2 months of 2019, year-on-year, just 2 months alone, the growth is almost 15%. So clearly, as an inbound market, so it's a very, very attractive market.
Mm, so growth coming back into Korea, and you are really capitalizing on that. We are chatting with Tan Jue Hiang. He is the CEO of Ascendas Hospitality Trust. Mr. Tan, so let's walk through your current level of debt and gearing. So in terms of borrowings, I'm looking at the amount you have. 60% is in Japanese yen, around 30% in Aussie dollars. What is the level of foreign exchange risk if an investor is looking into this trust?
I think clearly as a trust, when we invest in foreign assets apart from Singapore, where our traded currency is in Sing, So clearly there is forex exchange risk. And as a manager of the fund, we have taken a policy to mitigate some of these risks. So there are two fronts to policy. One is in terms of the assets. Whenever we buy a foreign assets, we will try to borrow the same currency to match the asset. So liability and assets are clearly naturally hedged from that perspective. Second part of the policy is to hedge our income earned from the overseas assets. So what we have taken is 15 months ahead of our estimated earning, we will do on a quarterly basis to hedge this estimated income to be earned. So by the time when we enter into the current month of the trading assets, we should almost be about 50 to 70% hedged.
Okay, Mr. Tan, talking about outlook and risks, and one interesting market is Australia. You have, I think, six properties there, and this is really in the spotlight today. We are expecting a budget this evening from Australia, and maybe even elections next month. What is your outlook for the Australian stock property market, which has been actually softening? Prices are going down.
I think we are very long on Australia. If you look at Australia as a country, their inbound is maybe close to about 8.5 million. Compared to Singapore, a small little country, we are already experiencing double-digit, close to about 18 million last year. So clearly, that's one upside. Look at the Chinese inbound from the China outbound perspective into Australia. It's only about 1.4 million Chinese travelers. And I think if you read a lot of report and research, the outbound for Chinese travelers is going to be huge. It's only estimated that there are about less than 10% of the Chinese population are having a passport. So clearly, as a destination, Australia is definitely a positive front. Most frequently visited place would be Melbourne, Sydney, not just for leisure, but also businesses. These are financial hubs and also the attraction for most inbound. So we are quite positive on that front. Unfortunately, Australia as an economy is slowing down. Mm-hmm. But I think we are a long-term investor. We remain positive on Australia.
Yeah. Okay. And just to wrap things up, Mr. Tan, what's your vision for AH Trust? You've broken into new markets in the past few years with the trust. Are you looking at any new exciting places?
Well, continue to stay focused in terms of our diversification strategy. As a trust, we very focused on the key in terms of diversification into not just geographic, but also diversification into different types of contract to ensure that our income stabilize. So we have master lease, we have management contract, and we also continue to diversify our assets with different types of operator. Mm-hmm. So clearly, the growth for the trust is something that we want to deliver a long-term sustainable value to investors. So we are looking forward to that.
All right. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank
Mr. Tan, have a great day ahead. We've been speaking with Tan Dre Hyang. He is the CEO of Senders Hospitality Trust.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.